Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I want to begin with some terms that the AMA has put out for COVID when you're discussing Wu flu. So instead of lockdown, they say use the term stay at home order. Instead of COVID mandates, directives, controls, orders, use COVID protocols. National duty should become personal responsibility. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. The reason why I'm telling you this is I want you to understand how vile the leftists are. They will do things that they try to get you to do in such a way that it appears that you're doing it on your own. They soften the language. They play around with the lexicon. Instead of calling it coronavirus, COVID-19, just call it the pandemic. The pandemic. You're not hearing people say COVID-19 very much. They talk about the pandemic. Hospitalization rates, they say, call them deaths. That's the panic, people. Operation Warp Speed is now is called standard process. Because Operation Warp Speed has to do with Trump. Now it's standard process. Government is no, you can't use that term. Use public health agencies. This is right from the AMA people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Look, I get it. You play around with language because you want people to, you know, like, for example, you might soften your language if you're talking to your child or to a coworker or something because you don't want to hurt feelings and things like that. But when it comes to public health, what this amounts to is a sale. See, they don't want you to understand that the COVID-19 Wu flu is not dangerous. I mean, it's deadly. It'll kill people, but I'm saying it isn't the danger that they say is lurking out there. So in order to sell you on the idea that it is, they got to panic you. It's a pandemic, and hospitalization means death. And it is your personal responsibility, no longer your national duty, because they can't get you to do something. Oh, it's part of the American spirit to do this. Because they don't like America. So I just want you to understand, they changed it from national duty to personal responsibility because they can't get you to enlist that way. Let me go on. Science, medicine, database. Don't say that. Call it fact-based. Yeah, it's a science. Remember, oh, it's a science. Well, see, they've worn that out. The science of global warming, the science is in. The science of the Wu flu is in. It kills. Yeah, and so do traffic accidents and heart disease and, you know, the common cold, flu, emphysema. I mean, I could go on. Everything kills. I'm not even debating does it kill. What I'm debating is, how dangerous is it? Can we really get into that discussion? Somebody said, I saw a report, no lie, 20% of the people who've gotten COVID have died. Nowhere on the planet is that true. That was the headline. COVID has killed 20% of the people who've been infected with it. Just the title. Now, if you go inside the article, they're going to, oh, well, what we meant to say is, oh, my gosh, did we really lie like that? No, we didn't. That's what inside the article will be that. Let me go on with some of these names. The consequences of not taking the vaccine, has been changed to the benefits of taking it. Getting the vaccine is the right thing to do has been changed to getting the vaccine will keep you safe. Folks, this is what the American Medical Association, and probably the American Medical Association, said in changing the lingo. When they write articles, when they put stuff out, the AMA put out a memo that said, this is the language we're going from, and this is what we're going to. This is the level of duplicitous, the nature of the Democrats, the leftists, the people who want to get you to do something. Meanwhile, doctors aren't going to get this shot. Many nurses said, I'll quit before I get it. These are the people that are on the front lines of watching people come in with GBS, Guillain-Barr syndrome, watching the blood clots. I said the other day, I was just talking on a radio show, and they said, Kevin, people looked at listened to what you said about the Red Cross not accepting COVID patient blood. I'm talking about people that took the shot. And they go, well, it's a little bit, you know, disingenuous. I said, no, it's not. There are many people. First of all, that article is out there. You can go find it for yourselves. Go read it. It may have some nuance to it. But here's what I will tell you. Guarantee you, the blood of a person who's had COVID and fought it naturally with antibodies is much better off than anything you're going to get with somebody who's got the shot, number one. And number two, Google people who study blood, bloodologists, Google these people and just Google vax versus unvaxxed blood and watch what comes up. You'll see scientists say, look, here's untainted blood and here's tainted blood. And I've never seen anything like this. I watched that video myself. A German scientist, a lady who's been at it for 30 years, said, I've never seen blood like this. It's lumpy. It's clumpy. And what is lumpy, clumpy blood? Well, guess what? It coagulates too thick, and it gives you this thing called a blood clot. My mother died of a blood clot. And let me go on. Predictability, uncertainty is called a return to normal. You've heard them use it. Just think about this. I'm giving you this. Discover, create, and invent is now research. The dollar spent, number of participants, a transparent, rigorous process. Security is now safety. Misled, confused about the vaccine, skeptical, concerned about the vaccine. Historic is now advanced, groundbreaking. The world's leading experts is now America's leading experts. This is published in the AMA. You can go looking for it for yourself. That's where I got it. Instead of, say this. That's the chart when you see it. And what they're telling you is, we have to fool you. We have to change the language so you want to do it. Why? Let me ask you this question. Why are people skeptical? Why is the government having to force this? That you would think that with all of the scare tactics, everything they said, people would go, wow, I'm so afraid. Let me go do this all on my own. And it isn't happening. With everything the government has said, people, and particularly black folks, are going, look, I'll take my chances. Why this full court press? That's what you should ask yourself every single day about this until we get it resolved and we fight it. Hey, got a lot to come up. Talk about FBI, Biden's latest gaffe, his job approval. Hang in there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dent.
Lots going on in the world, folks, but I want to talk about the FBI. I used to have so much respect for the FBI. I grew up with the idea that there's this federal bureau that sort of makes sure that the local cops aren't railroading people and all that. And, of course, they did. There were some that did this. They helped find the people that lynched the, you know, the kids who went to help down south and what have you. What was it, Mississippi Burning? Saw that movie? So I grew up, I trusted the government, I trusted the FBI, I trusted, you know, that there were people out there who really wanted to seek justice, and it has nothing to do with political ideology. Let me tell you something. I'm a staunch conservative, and I generally vote for the Republicans. But if the Republicans were doing what the Democrats are doing, I would want all these suckers fried. I would be like, what is going on with this party? I would still vote for the best person, which turns out, generally speaking, is a Republican. But I wouldn't be dogmatically, affiliated with the party, like, I got to support the Democrats. The FBI, the CIA, the NSA, all these guys should not care who the president is. They shouldn't care who, you know, I mean, it's, politics should not be part of their decision making. But it is. And I'm telling you, these days, I don't trust the FBI as far as I can throw them. And it's sad because I'm one of these citizens who believes in the rule of law, who believes that despite the McCabe's and the Strucks, you know, Peter Strzok and the Lisa Pages and all these different people, the James Comey's of the world, that there are people inside the organization that go, nope, not going to let it happen. But it's become so politicized. It makes Herbert, what's his name? J. Edgar Hoover. It makes J. Edgar Hoover's FBI look like Boy Scouts. J. Edgar Hoover wiretapped Martin Luther King. He wiretapped Malcolm X. He wouldn't help Malcolm X in many cases. Tried to, I mean, I could go on with what the FBI did, trying to set up black folks in inner cities and a host of other things. And I even saw where they did it against a white dude, Richard Jewell, the guy who saved lives at the bombing in the Olympics, and how the FBI set him up. I mean, I don't know how much of that was true, but I'm presuming Clint Eastwood did his research and found out what the FBI did, read transcripts and talked to people. And if you saw the movie, you get what I'm talking about. The FBI is a feckless organization that gets, I mean, the way I see it, they, I don't, what are they investigating? They, you know what I think the FBI is? It is a tool of the government. It's a, for example, the investigations going on against Trump in New York. The AG's involved. You can bet Comey's crooked FBI is feeding information into these things. What we find is that it's a bunch of elitists that have gotten so much power that they can pull strings and say, hey, you might want to investigate this. You might want to do that. Do you watch the series Ozark? I'm curious. Because I do. I watch the series Ozark. And Marty and his wife have gotten to a position of power to where the FBI is going after them. And they've gotten into a position of power to where they can now influence state senators to initiate investigations. And here's what you find if you watch Ozark. These people went from being pawns of the Mexican cartel to becoming people who are now shot callers. New season's coming out. And, you know, we'll find out what happens. I don't know how they're going to make it any better. I think it has to end this next season. But you can watch what's happened over the three seasons that I've watched it and how that political power has been built on money. And I already kind of know where it's headed. I do, because I know enough about politics to get it. But and let me tell you, the political in-play that happens and the intrigue that happens during this development of them from being scared for their lives to sort of getting control of their lives by gaining power and influence is fascinating. You have to see it. It's an inside look. It's the same with House of Cards. It's the same with Boss, with Kelsey Grammer. If you get a chance to see any of those, you'll enjoy it. You'll see how that power works. And if you want to go a little on the wild side, go get your Mandingo on, watch Godfather of Harlem with Forrest Whitaker. An amazing show about Bumpy Johnson, a legitimate show based a lot on fact. It's been sort of embellished, but you will enjoy that series. I think it's got two seasons out. But then back to the FBI. So the FBI fired the agent who was supposed to investigate this Larry Nassar thing involving the gymnast. But they haven't fired anybody associated with cheating in the 2020 election. The only skin on the wall that's currently there is from John Durham, who went after Kevin Kleinsmith in what amounts to a slap on the wrist. This is the guy that faked the documents going to the FISA court that led to us spending $40 million to investigate Trump over nothing. And I could go on. So he's been prosecuted, and now we get word that Durham's gone after a guy named Mike Sussman for his lying to the FBI because he was working with Clinton. But that's it. I mean, in terms of the DOJ, those are the two fall guys. They went to the scapegoat farm and they picked those two out. But how many people are involved in this thing? And great. So these girls went and testified before Congress. They got an FBI guy fired literally within days of the testimony. And we can't get an FBI person fired from Comey's crooked administration after years of these guys doing the most heinous things you could do to citizens of the United States. You think Papadopoulos maybe wants some people fired? You think Mike Flynn might want some people fired? What is that other guy's name? The dude with the hair. That was only on Trump's campaign for less than a month. Took over after they got rid of Corey Lewandowski. And I could go on. I'm just saying, what happened to all of the people that were involved in the orchestration of those lies? Why isn't Adam Schiff in prison? The Democratic congressman out of California who says, I have proof that Trump did this. There's a whole litany of people that should be going down, and certainly FBI agents who should have been fired, and we got nothing. Don't be surprised if Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, McCabe write books. Comey, where's he? He's teaching at a college. Ethics, from what I remember. Ethics. One of the most unethical guys on the planet. A guy who didn't even have the qualifications to be the head of the FBI. That should make you ask questions right there. How did he get that job? I already know. I've done the research. Find out Comey's qualifications. Did he ever serve as an agent? Nope. How did he get that gig? And how are people not going to jail or even losing their jobs? At least, at the very least, we have people that were let go. When they found out what Strzok and those guys did, they just moved them around in the Justice Department until finally somebody said, okay, we got to do something.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is defending its vaccine mandate.
Speaking to reporters, COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients said roughly 210 million Americans have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot. Zients saying vaccine requirements work. The sister of a missing Florida woman's fiancé is speaking out about the woman's disappearance. Cassie Laundrie telling ABC's Good Morning America her family wants Gabby Petito to be found safe.
Me and my family want Gabby to be found safe. She's like a sister, and my children love her. And all I want is for her to come home safe and sound, and this to be just a big misunderstanding.
Brian has refused to speak with investigators after he returned to Florida without Gabby, protests taking place outside of his home. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Security in Washington, D.C. is ramping up as a possible rally might be taking place at the U.S. Capitol. From the USA Radio News Cape Cod Bureau, Chris Barnes has the story.
The fence is back around the U.S. Capitol building and the National Guard's at the ready in case it needs to be deployed over the weekend, as police say they may need help with crowd control if things turn violent at a Saturday rally. As many as 1,000 demonstrators are planning to gather, according to police, to support the more than 600 people arrested in the January Capitol attack, the event's organizer calling them political prisoners and promising the rally will stay peaceful. Authorities say they're not taking any chances.
In March, there was also supposed to be a huge rally in Washington, D.C. at the U.S. Capitol, which kept National Guard troops in the city. That rally never happened. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden is a walking contradiction, pathological liar. Everybody knows it. And what's interesting is, even when he's not lying, he's flip-flopping. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson Show, you're listening to. This has people wondering who's in charge. Joe Biden has said on multiple occasions, I need to find out if I can answer that. Is it okay, Nance, if I do this? Is this okay? I've been told I can't take questions. I don't know how you would be if you were the leader of the free and the slave world, but I wouldn't be putting up with anybody. You can't. Let's cut his mic off. If I didn't hear myself talk, I would be, who cut off my microphone? Turn on my microphone. I want to answer this question. I wouldn't say, my handlers say I shouldn't answer any questions. I'd say, no, I told my handlers before I came out, I'm not taking any questions this time. Things like that. Biden doesn't do that. He doesn't correct it. He doesn't say, yeah, you know, they don't want me to take any questions. Remember Trump, he would say, they don't want me to go off script. They don't like it, but I'm doing it anyway. He did it. Any leader would do this. Look, I'm really not trying to make this bigger than what it is. It's a very simple thing. You should be able to say, here's what I'm going to do, here's why I'm doing it, whatever. And everybody, the president says, this is a guy that can have you killed. Even if you're on a scooter and you're not supposed to be killed, even if you're not ISIS-K, he can have you killed and apologize later. Which is what essentially the Biden administration is doing. Just killing indiscriminate Afghanis. So, Senator James Risch, is it Risch or Risch, out of Idaho, he said, someone other than Biden is calling the shots. I believe many people think this. I'm one of them. I'm going to tell you something. You don't put a brain-dead moron in charge of the world's largest economy and then say, go run it. You don't pivot from Biden losing in New Hampshire and where else, the first couple of these primaries and caucuses, and then barely limping out of South Carolina and can't get 40% likability in the Democrats, and you say, let's make him president because he's so popular. Mr. 82 million votes still can't get 1,000 people to show up to anything he's done. Has Biden held a rally? Trump is out still doing the same thing. Has Biden done anything close? The answer is no.
So who's running the country? Is it Nancy Pelosi? Perhaps. Is it Nancy and Chuck? I think if you watch things closely, the women in the Democratic Party are far more ruthless than the men. Adam Schiff, as much as I can't stand that little Pekingese-looking sucker, Nancy Pelosi is far more dangerous. Hillary Clinton, far more dangerous than Bill. I think most people know this. So Reich, if that's the way you say his name, he made these comments when he was when Blinken, Anthony Blinken, was meeting with the Senate. And they were asking about the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, which he called a failure, a total failure, a complete and utter failure. Here's what he says. One of the things we need to get to the bottom of is who is responsible for this. Who made the decisions? He says, Biden can't even speak without someone in the White House censoring it or signing off on it. And as I alluded, he did a press conference and he was talking. He says, look, let me ask you something. Do we have the clip? It doesn't matter. He says, let me ask you something. Silence. Biden's talking. And then the White House, a little picture comes up and it says, that is all. Get out of here. So we didn't get to hear what Biden asked. And it's more than one. So I know it's something, you know, look, when's this going to come to be? I don't have a spidey sense on it yet. But I'm going to tell you this. And I don't even want to say this because this is Republican generated right now. The Democrats aren't the ones talking about it so much, at least not publicly. They alluded to it a while back. And I said, somebody's after Biden. But it ebbs and flows because here's the problem. They don't want Kamala Harris in there. I know they put her in there. And they did that as red meat for the blacks, black leftists, not Negroes like me, not colored folk like me, but for the black folks, the African Americans. OK, how about them? For the African Americans. So that's what they did. And now they don't want her and they don't know what they're supposed to do. But Biden has on more than one occasion said, I'm not the shot caller. So Rice went on to say this. He says he talked about when they cut the feed off of his briefing on wildfires. I believe that was in Idaho or Nebraska or somewhere. And he says mid-sentence, they cut him off. He says this is a puppeteer act, if you would. And we need to know who's in charge and who is making the decisions. And let me tell you. I love it. I love it. I don't know. The Democrats, for whatever reason, dropped it. They stopped their attack on Biden with Afghanistan. Somebody called off the dogs, and they did it abruptly, the same way they abruptly started cheating at the end of the 4 o'clock in the morning on Election Day. They just abruptly went, okay, cut it off. So they stopped. And they're saying, look, leave Biden alone. Leave him alone. So for Rice to say, look, I want to know. I don't want to talk to, if it isn't Biden, let us know. Because we will talk to them. And it's not Biden. He goes on, he says, there is not enough lipstick in the world to put on this pig to make any differently than what it actually was. Talking about the Afghanistan withdrawal. The American people want to know who's responsible for this. And we talked about it the other day. Who's been fired? Some Lola, chief of staff of one of the, people involved with Afghanistan. Your chief of staff gets fired. It would be like a CEO loses half their market cap or something, and they say, yeah, but the administrative assistant of the CEO resigned. That will be hell to pay by this administrative assistant. Unbelievable. So, here's what Blinken said. Blinken says, ultimately, it's the president who makes these decisions. Okay, so if he made this decision, he needs to fall on the sword. And here's what's really interesting about this. Despite what the media is trying to do in making this a spike the football moment and all that, and you guys heard Nancy Pelosi, it was historical, it was monumental, we evacuated more people than anything, that and the other.
And now they're shipping money over to Afghanistan by way of the UN to do what? To get American hostages out. They've declared anybody helping to get them out outside of what the official White House is doing, the official U.S. government, are now persona non grata, will be prosecuted. They've hired 17 new prosecutors just for this, is what I was told. Private phone call. So Biden is, if he's the decision maker and they can't sell it as it was a good decision, then what do you do? Who gets to lose their job? Who has to take one for the team? He says, Rice says, somebody in the White House has authority to press the button and stop the president, cut the president's speaking ability and sound. Who is that person? I'd like to know, too. And Blinken says, there is no such person. He says, Biden speaks clearly and deliberately for himself. So I ask you, do you believe it? Because I don't believe it. I believe if Rasmussen wants to do a poll or Zogby or somebody wants to do a poll, you will find out the majority of Americans do not believe Joe Biden's in charge. And if that's the case, isn't that the strangest thing? Let me ask you, what do you think the polling would be if they said, do you believe Donald Trump is in charge, makes his own decisions? I remember when people used to ask me, Kevin, does he do his own tweets? And I said, he does. There's Trump and one other guy that does Trump's tweets. That's it. That's the only person authorized. And do you get his emails? That is Trump language all over it. It is not written. It is in the style of Trump. And if somebody's captured his voice to that degree, congratulations. But the thoughts emanating in those emails come from Donald freaking Trump. Joe Biden is all over the map. No such person. Speaks very clearly and deliberately for himself, does Joe Biden? I wonder what Dr. Jill would have to say about that. That egomaniac. It's sad to think, folks, that we live in a country where we got cheated out of our real president. We have a guy in office who doesn't make his own decisions. He's not a leader. He's being pulled around, and he's so demented, he's okay with it. He's happy that he got, yay, I won. How could you celebrate such a win?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Thank you, Boris. And I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
Biden couldn't play that off. He doesn't have the ability to do it. That fellow down under. Yeah. Danny, Mr. Prime Minister. It's a platitude that you use when you don't remember somebody's name. What's up, bud? How you doing, dude? Or whatever. And generally speaking, most people know, you just forgot my name. Some people can pull it off. Because later they'll catch it, and Biden later on used his name because somebody whispered in his ear, the Prime Minister's name is Morrison.
But I just want you to, as you ponder this guy, his behaviors, as you ponder his bad presidency, understand this tragic thing I'm about to tell you. He was cheated into office. Wow, that's the best you could do. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, folks. And what a real problem Democrats had to put this knucklehead in charge. To grasp what I'm saying, folks, understand that after leftist elitists evaluated all other possible Democrat candidates, they selected a mental midget, a man whose brain at this point is the size of a sesame seed. Oh, Lord. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. A man who spent almost 50 years in politics, and by most accounts is considered a real F-up. And on that note, I dare any leftist, look, this is an open invitation, to tell me what hasn't Joey Demento ruined. Just tell me. Call the show. If you want, let's debate it. I put this out there. You guys know this. If you've listened to this program, I've said it many times. I'm no brainiac. Well, I am, but I don't brag about it generally. If you're a leftist and you want to debate policy about anything that I profess to know, and I will tell you up front, I know a lot about this, so yes, I'll debate you. Or I'll say, no, you've got me there. I don't know enough about it. I haven't learned it. I'm not going to. I don't find it important or whatever. And you can do what you want to do. You can go debate somebody else. But if I accept your challenge to the debate, I'm going to kick your butt. And I'm telling this to the new listeners. If you know of a college professor, you know of a legal beagle, someone with a medical license or anything, if you want to have them come to this show and debate, I'll give you an example. Global climate farce, the woo-foo scamdemic, critical race theory, academia, you name it, in those areas, I will happily debate them. I will look like Jordan Peterson on steroids when I'm done, and these guys will look like buffoons. And here's what I want to put out there. Get me somebody with lots of initials. J.D., Ph.D., M.S., whatever, E.D., I don't care what they call it. Whatever they call themselves, the smarter they are, the worse I'm going to make them feel. I will make them so little when it's all done that they'll have to get therapy. That's an open challenge. And I don't have a bunch of initials after my name. I'm not Esquire. I'm not Ph.D. I'm not any of those things. I'm just little old Kevin Jackson who says, you want to debate me, I'll crush you. Now, for those who've been listening to me for the better part of 12 years since I've been doing this, I will tell you, there's been a couple of instances where people did take me up on it. Very few, but there have. And what happened to those people? They got crushed. I've invited them back. I would tell them, here's what I would do. I'd say, hey, go. Here's what I'm going to tell you to go research in your erroneous information. And if you can come back on the show and tell me that I'm wrong, then you win. They don't come back. It's very simple. So a man who spent, Joey Demento, who spent 50 years in politics, almost 50 years, and leftists want you to believe that he has suddenly become a guru. So let's begin at the beginning. No Democrat, I repeat, there was hardly a Democrat who believed it. I notice I took out the absolute because there are some clowns out there that agree with Biden. But most Democrats did not believe in Biden, because to do so, you would have to be one of those who did, a.k.a. stupid. And after Biden got shoehorned into office through the big cheat, he did not disappoint those who knew he was a moron. Remember that Biden caused the surge of illegals coming into this country. This is the first thing that he tackled when he got here. He said, you know, he criticized Trump's border policy, and then he led one of the biggest invasions into this country. He did everything that they claimed Trump did, and he did it on steroids. And then he got so defensive about it, he finally said, you know what, give it to that colored girl. And he let Sister Girl handle it. And what happened when Sister Girl got into it? The same atrocity that was occurring under Biden is now occurring under Sister Girl's watch. A surge of illegals so bad that the numbers make the former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, blush. Whatever problems were created by Obama that were mitigated by Trump, lessened, decreased, were put on steroids by Joey B. Now, what about this economy that old Joey Demento inherited? The best economy in likely the history of the Republic, outside of before we had debt, you know, post-Reagan, undoubtedly one of the best economies, and it's been devastated, mostly by Biden's WuFlu response. And when it comes to the ruse of COVID-19, the Biden administration is between a rock and a bigger rock. They shut down the economy to get Trump out, but now they got to deal with a flawed strategy that doesn't have people working. Oh, I saw manufacturing numbers on Charles Payne. One of my friends had it on my TV illegally, but he was watching it. And Charles said, yeah, there's been an uptick in manufacturing. Of what? Of what? An uptick based on what? Certainly not based on the Trump economy. Team Demento paid people not to work. They gave away trillions of dollars to the non-work effort, and it worked. People are not working and, in fact, turning down jobs not meant for Mexican migrant workers, folks. I told you guys this the other day. An acquaintance of mine said he's trying to hire people for construction in Arizona for $47,000 a year. All you need is a high school diploma, and he can't find people to work. He says, Kevin, I can't even get 18-year-olds to work. And for those of you who are doing the math, $47,000 a year is more than $15 an hour. Significantly so. So, where are we? $22 an hour jobs don't attract people to get off welfare. Let me put it to you this way. Would you want to get off welfare to go get in the hot 110 degree Phoenix heat to be up on roofs or doing construction when you can work in Joey Demento's economy and work at home? By meaning you could, your work would be staying at home and trying to make your rap record or whatever you're doing, doing your art, doing nothing. Biden will undoubtedly preside over the dumbest group of students in American history. And I'm not talking about the subject of history. We know they don't know history, but he's residing over the dumbest group of kids in our, since the time of the discovery of America, or the creation of America. WuFlu sent students home where they got no schooling, and in many cases they didn't even get any parenting. But what of this scamdemic, right? Because Biden, he promised to fix it, even cure it, just like he did cancer. Remember, he was put in charge of cancer. But now we get this new and improved surge in infections. Biden and his minion continue cooking the books on WuFlu variants, vaccines, deaths, and anything associated with the greatest scam in American history. How's he going to fix it? Apparently, people don't believe he will because they got the job approval ratings. And this is the latest story. Keep away leftists. It ain't over. He will continue to sink. Then this is what they start with. His approval ratings continue to sink as the lowest polls show 50% of Americans disapprove of his performance, with independents' disapproval of Biden's job putting him in negative territory. So it's the independents that did it. It isn't the Democrats who are leaving or the overwhelming plurality of Republicans who say this guy's a moron. It's the independents. Yeah, right. And for the first time, right, he's under 50% of Americans disapproving. My buttocks. He said, dealing with intense criticism over his bungled withdrawal from Afghanistan and a surge in COVID cases has seen his approval fall to 42%, a drop of 4 points since early August. If Joe Biden is in the 40% approval, let me tell you something. I'll pay everybody's mortgage listening to this radio program. I'm broke, and I'll still make that bet.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.